Let's stay with this interesting idea of what we'll be eating in the future. And, of course, all inventors face the pretty difficult hurdle of convincing consumers that their product is better than what's already out on the market. But just how far can you go with the humble potato? Well, one man is convinced that his liquid version could impress the taste buds and save farmers money. Clint Jasper reports.
The way you feel about a potato that's been processed to melt like cheese is largely a product of your current relationship with potatoes.
I'm sure my teenage son would love it on toasted sandwiches.
Makes me feel fat. Sorry.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
I can really only get Chato across to somebody in a believable form when they can actually taste it, feel it and look at it. It is so different. It's one of those things that you actually have to almost touch it or taste it to believe it.
So if anyone's wondering what Chato looks like, or this form of it anyway, it's a small rectangle of what looks in colour, in size, in texture, exactly like halloumi. Wow. Oh my God. That's got such a strong cheese flavour.
There's a reason Andrew Dihan has devoted so much of his life to melting potatoes.
When we look at the world today and we see how important food security is and getting the maximum food out of a hectare of land, having a way of using potato in all its current forms, but also all the byproduct from potato processing, stuff that's left in the paddock, at the side of the packing shed, stuff that has to go down the dump because it doesn't go into the bags to go to the supermarkets.
One Australian potato chip maker Mr. Dihan told me about sent 30 tonnes of potato waste to the dump every 40 days. In South Australia, industry estimates put the annual harvest waste at 75,000 tonnes.
We can use almost 100% of the potato that comes into the process and get a usable product out of the end.
The process of melting potatoes is a closely guarded secret, but Andrew Dihan told me it's one that came about as he observed various pieces of laboratory equipment changing with technology. The melting potato can be turned into a range of dairy product analogues, snack foods, or even foods that could be sent out to disaster zones or used by the military.
We can make potato shelf stable. So depending on the packaging, that can sit on the shelf in your pantry, ready to use without refrigeration.
A journey that started in 2004 is now at a stage that's ready to leave Andrew Dihan's kitchen office and scale up. He's hoping investors are as interested as these consumers.
I reckon anything that has anything to do with cheese is a winner, so yeah.
Even if it's made of potato?
Oh, it's cheese made of potato.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, cheese and potato are my two favourite foods, so imagine what that means for poutine. That's an incredible idea.
What about yourself? A cheese made out of potato.
I also really do love cheese. So if we can make more cheese in the world, that's a better world. I think that's an excellent idea. I'm all on board, especially for people that are vegans as well. Not that I'm a vegan,
but I think it's
a really good idea.
There we go. At least a few people giving it the cautious tick of approval. Some curious Melburnians ending Clint Jasper's report.